在奉主耶稣圣名继续跟大家来查考到圣经的道理。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I continue to study the Bible with you.
今天下午用追求生命的成长做题目来分享。
This afternoon, I would like to use the topic "Pursue after the growth of life" for encouragement.
我们现在请看提摩太前书第二章。
Now let's refer to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
第二章从第八节开始。
Chapter 2, verse 8 and on.
第八节到第十五节。
Verse 8 to 15.
提摩太前书二章第八节，我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
I desire therefore that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
第九节说，又愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，为衣裳为装饰，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以鞭法、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。
9. In like manner also, that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing.
第十节说，只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。
10. But which is proper for women professing godliness with good works?
11节，女人要纯净学道，一味地顺服。
11. Let a woman learn in silence with all submission.
12节，我不许女人讲道，也不许她辖管男人，只要纯净。
12. And I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence.
13节，因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。
13.For Adam was formed first, then Eve.
14节，且不是亚当被引诱，乃是女人被引诱，陷在罪里。
14. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression.
15节，然而女人若长存信心、爱心，又圣洁自守，就必在生产上得救。
15. Nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control.
这段圣经呢，第一节谈到有关于做弟兄的男人应该要有的追求，第九节以后都一直在谈到姐妹的部分。
The first verse in this passage talked about how brothers ought to conduct themselves, but from verse 9 and on, it is talking about how sisters ought to conduct themselves.
那其实我们在读圣经的时候，我们一定要看到这圣经是在跟我讲话。
When we read the Bible, we need to see that the Bible is speaking to us.
所以其实我们做弟兄的、做男人的，在看到第九节所提到有关女人的部分呢，别人不要认为说这个最好是我太太来看，这个最好是什么人来看，应该是我们要一起看。
So as brothers, when we read from verse 9 and on, we should not think that this is for my wife or for the sisters to see, but rather it is for everyone to read.
我们今天下午从这几节圣经来谈谈我们怎么样一起来追求生命的成长。
This afternoon, we will use these verses to talk about how we can pursue growth in life.
这是我们每一个人都要追求，不管是我们是弟兄还是姐妹都一样。
This is something we need to pursue together, regardless of our gender.
第八节说，我愿男人无愤怒，无争论。
Verse 8 says that I desire that men are without wrath and doubting.
那表示说，其实我们在追求生命的过程当中，我们的生命的成长里面一定要学着去管理我们自己的情绪。
What this means is that in the pursuit of our growth of life, we need to control our temper.
这个是第一个，我们每一个人都要去做的。
This is the first thing that we all need to do.
那这个他在中文圣经，他有一个注解说，无争论，或作无疑惑。
There is an explanation in the Chinese translation that there is no quarreling or no doubting.
为什么他特别提到对弟兄说，愿他们无愤怒、无争论或无疑惑呢？
Why is it that it especially mentioned that the brother should be without wrath, without quarreling or doubting?
那其实表示说，做弟兄的男人呢，通常是比较容易情绪，比较容易愤怒的了。
What it means is that it's easier for brothers to be in anger or to lose their temper.
那在这个怒气当中呢，很容易就起了争论。
And in this process, it's very easy for them to become very divisive.
那这个在怒气当中很容易就犯罪。
And also in their anger, it's easy for them to sin.
所以这里这一句圣经这句话非常重要，每个人都一起来追求。
This is a very important phrase that we all need to pursue after.
我们每一天其实都要管理我们自己的情绪。
Every day, we need to control our temper.
我们可能是面对一些人，你看起来不满意的。
We may encounter something that is not pleasing to men.
或者是有时候我们看到一些事情，是我们觉得啊，什么事情要这样做，为什么不这样不那样做呢？我们有我们的看法，我们觉得这个事情做的不完美，我们也会有意见。
Or we may be opinionated in how we think this thing ought to be done.
那有时候我们会疑惑，哎，这个信耶稣的人或者是什么人怎么会这样子？我们就有很多的疑问呢。
Sometimes we may doubt that this person would do this, and how can that be if the person is a Christian?
但是其实你看圣经上也说到，我愿男人无愤怒无争，就是都没有，你都没有这个情绪上的波动，看到什么事情都可以觉得啊没有问题。
But it says here that he desired men to be without wrath or without doubting, which means that there would not be any trace of this type of action.
我们要知道，人的怒气不能够成就神的义。
We know that the anger of man cannot fulfill the righteousness of God.
那是在雅各书第一章二十节里面所说的。
This is what is mentioned in James chapter 1 verse 20.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
The Bible tells us that we need to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to wrath.
即使有时要发怒的时候，都要提醒说，我的怒气并不会成就神的义，就是说，我的怒气不会去帮助人去了解有关于神的事情。
Even when we are becoming angry, we need to be reminded that this wrath will not help people to understand God.
也就是说，只要我们一发怒，我们本来对的事情也变得没有不对，也变得没有造就。
When we are angry,even though something was right, it would be turned into something that is not edifying.
因为一个人在生气当中很容易情绪失控，然后就会犯罪了。
This is because in anger, it's very easy for us to lose our temper and to sin.
我们看一节经节，看箴言二十九章。
Let's refer to Proverbs.
箴言二十九章。
Proverbs chapter 29.
二十九章，请看第二十二节。
Chapter 29, verse 22.
二十二节说，好气的人挑起争端，暴怒的人多多犯罪。
22 reads, An angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds in transgression.
好生气的人呢，一个很容易发怒的人哦，一定会常常跟吵架，跟人家吵架的了。
A man who is easily angry would stir up strife very easily.
特别是在年轻气盛的时候，有时候一句话，一言不合就打起来了。
Especially when people are younger, they would get into a fight because of something someone says.
但也不见得这个生气也不见得是年轻人的专利。有时候年纪大了，年纪老的时候也是会很容易生气。如果没有灵修的话。
But sometimes anger is not exclusively for the young. It can also happen among the old who are not self-controlled.
这个社会有很多悲剧都是因为一言不合就打起来，然后就发生的。
There are a lot of tragedies in the society that happen as a result of strife.
暴怒人多多犯罪。
And a furious man abounds in transgression.
因为你在生气当中，你就不会去考虑别人，也不会去管神了。
In fury, we would not care about God.
通常人在生气当中，我们的整个思想都被这个怒气，被当下那个环境所控制住。
When we're furious, we're being controlled by the situation.
所以人就会容易失去理智。
That's how we lose our consciousness.
那这个时候也就是悲剧的开始。
This is also the beginning of tragedies.
所以我们要了解，如果我们是一个轻易发怒人，我们就变成一个愚妄人。圣经里面这样说的。
This is why we need to take note that if we are easily angered, we are actually a fool.
所以箴言十四章第十七节就说，轻易发怒的行事愚妄。
That's why in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 17, it says that a quick-tempered man acts foolishly.
所以今天如果一个人常常发脾气动怒啊，他通常行事为人各方面都比较没有智慧的。
If a person acts according to his temper, then this person is considered one lacking in wisdom.
这个在人际关系上一定会有障碍，也就是说他跟人会不好相处。
There must be some interpersonal problems with the person, and it's difficult for him to interact with others.
那这样的人会最后会变得很孤立，因为他。没有朋友。
This type of people tend to become more lonely at the end because they will lose their friends.
所以这是一个很严重的问题，因为一个人如果被怒气控制，基本上他在跟神跟人的关系都会出问题了。
This is a very serious problem for someone because his relationship with God and men would become problematic.
那要怎么解决这个情绪的问题？
How do we then resolve this kind of problem?
我们要怎么要知道在什么时候要怎么控制我们自己的情我们的怒气？
We need to know when to control our temper.
这圣经里面告诉我们的方法，那个秘诀就是要靠着祷告。
The Bible tells us that the secret is in prayer.
提摩太前书二章第八节。后面他就说，我愿男人能够举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8 says that I wish that men would lift up their hands and pray everywhere.
我们要借着祷告，借着神圣灵的帮助，我们才有办法克制愤怒的情绪。
We need to rely on prayer and on the Holy Spirit in order to control our temper.
我们知道这个怒气是一种情欲的表现。
We know that anger is actually an exhibition of lust.
很自然的，我看到什么不满意，我就很容易，人很容易就怒气就上来。
When we see something that we do not like, our anger would build up.
这个叫顺服肉体的情欲。
This is actually to give in to the desire of the flesh.
那顺服肉体最后就导致灭亡。
When we give in to the lust of the flesh, we will at the end reap destruction.
但是如果我们顺服圣灵，最后就是生命平安。
But if we submit to the Holy Spirit, we shall have peace in life.
所以愤怒有时候像那个火，圣灵就像那个水，水才有办法把那个怒气，圣灵才有办法把怒气浇熄。
Sometimes anger is like a fire, and the Holy Spirit is like water, and only water can quench this fire.
所以圣经说，我们若被圣灵充满，我们的腹中就流出活水的江河。
The Bible says that if we are filled by the Holy Spirit, then it shall be like fountain that flow out of the heart.
那在这个圣灵的感动底下，那个怒气就被熄灭了。
Under the filling of the Holy Spirit, this anger would be quenched.
那他说要举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
It says here that men must lift up the holy hands and pray everywhere.
这里讲说圣洁的手。
It says the holy hands.
表示说我们要控制我们的情绪，我们的脾气呢，需要在生活上下功夫去追求圣洁。
What this means is that in order to really control our temper, we need to spend effort to be holy.
因为圣经说，没有圣洁，人不能见神。
The Bible says, without holiness, no one can see God.
我们如果没有办法看到神，没有办法跟神亲近，我们当然就得不到力量的源头。
If no one can see God or be close to Him, then we would not have strength from the source.
那所以我们就会发现说，我们人很无奈，因为你知道错，知道说发脾气不好，可是就没有办法控制，又没办法有一个管道让你不生气。
That's when we can become very conflicting because we don't have the channel to lose this anger.
我们看一下希伯来书第十二章。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第十二章，我们现在看一下，第十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 12.
希伯来书十二章十二节说：“所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来。”
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees.
十三节也要为自己的脚把道路修直了，使瘸子不致歪脚，反得痊愈。
13. And make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed.
第十四节说，你们要追求与众人和睦，并且要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
14. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord.
这几节经节就告诉我们说，我们需要追求圣洁，也要真的举起这个圣洁的手祷告，我们才有办法跟人和睦。
These verses are telling us that we must pursue holiness in order to see God and also to be strengthened with the hands of prayer.
因为其实罪是造成人跟人跟人跟神之间的障碍。
Actually, sins cause the blockade between us and God and us and men.
所以你看这个罪人当中，通常没有办法和睦的。
That's when you see that sinners cannot be in harmony with one another.
我们有弟兄在监狱里面工作，他在管理犯人的工，在监狱里面管理那些囚犯的工作。
We have a brother who works in the prison as one who keeps the order of the prison.
那他就发现说呢，监狱里面的罪人哦，你说要他们和睦相处啊，那个简直是没有办法的。
he realizes that it is very difficult for the prisoners to live in harmony.
他们在监狱里面旁旁被关的人，他们也是会这个欺负那个，看哪一个人比较强，他就比较老，他就那个新来的通通都是被欺负的。
Even in prison, there would be one who would take advantage of another, or one who would bully the new ones.
那所以你看，罪人里面没有和睦。
You can see that even among the sinners, there's no harmony.
那更不用说罪人跟神之间当然没有和睦了。
Much less sinners and God.
啊，所以罪其实成为人际关系的一个主要障碍。
So sins can cause issues in our relationship.
那我们要能够追求圣洁，那这个时候我们才有办法跟人之间达成和睦。
We need to pursue holiness in order to be in peace with others.
那要追求圣洁，圣经说要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来。
The Bible says that in order for us to pursue holiness, we need to strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees.
这个就告诉我们说，我们要借祷告的方式，然后把这个神的道理把它行在我们的生活当中，控制我们的脾气，我们才有办法达到圣洁的地步。
What is saying that?Is that we must pray and also rely on the word of God to control our temper.
因为当我们可以控制我们的情绪的时候，我们才不会犯罪，我们也才有办法真的达到跟神亲近的这个亲密的地步了。
Only if we're able to control our emotions will we be able to really establish this closeness.
我们要靠着圣灵的帮助来更新我们的生命。
We need to rely on the Holy Spirit to renew our life.
靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，罗马书里面这样说的。
And to rely on the Holy Spirit to put to death our sins, this is what mentioned in Romans.
所以你看，我们追求生命的成长，很直接的一个就是，我们每天都要管理的自己的情绪问题。
So for us to really control, for us to really grow, we must control our temper every day.
举起手，我们圣洁的手来祷告，我们的祷告蒙神悦纳，那么我们基本上我们才有办法让我们的生命持续的往上提升。
To lift up our hands in prayer so that we would be heard by God for our life to continue.
那我们追求圣洁很重要，就是我们的嘴巴一定要控制。
So for us to be holy, we must control our tongue.
所以圣经以弗所书我们读过的一直强调说，一句污秽的话都不要出口。
Ephesians tells us that we must not utter even a single defiling word.
因为我们讲的话要能够造就别人，也要能够对自己有益处。
Everything that we say must edify man and ourselves.
通常我们如果能够我们嘴巴讲出污秽的话，通常都是被这个情绪控制的时候的结果。
We usually speak defiling word due to us being controlled by our emotion.
我们一定要靠着圣灵的帮助能够让我们在言语上能够圣洁。
So we must rely on the Holy Spirit to be holy in words.
所以这是两件事情，到目前为止我们所看到的，我们要能够。控制我们的管理我们的情绪，然后我们要追求圣洁，控制我们的舌头。
These are two things that we have seen so far that we must control our temper and also rely on the Holy Spirit to control our tongue.
圣经说要随处祷告。
The Bible says we must pray everywhere.
表示说在什么时候都可以祷告。
What this means is that we can pray anytime.
当我们情绪在不稳定的时候，我们这个就要小心，我们就要内心里面不住的祷告，求主帮助了。
When our temper is shaky, then we need to take heart to pray at that time.
所以通常当我们看到一个什么事情，或者我们看到什么人哦不满意的时候，我们一定要心里面要常常警醒，提醒我们自己，求主耶稣帮助我。
When we encounter a matter or a person, we need to pray in the Holy Spirit to remind us.
我们有个弟兄啊，他如果跟人相处快要发怒的时候。他心里面就一直哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，主耶稣帮助我，主耶稣帮助我。
There's a brother who would say Hallelujah, praise the Lord whenever he felt that he was getting angry.
他这样一直祷告的时候，他就忘记了那个他到底是什么事情要发怒了。
When he prayed in such a way, he would forget about what caused him to be angry.
因为他真的是把那个要追求圣洁这个事情，不要去讲出污秽的话。记在心里面，他一直很在意这件事情。
Because he really cared about being holy and not say anything defiling.
后来他事后想想，真的本来要发怒的事情也没有什么好发怒的了。
And later on, when he thought about it, what caused him to be angry in the first place was not really of concern.
这是为什么说我们要慢慢的动怒的原因呢
？This is the reason why we need to be slow to wrath.
因为通常我们先发怒以后，我们事后会发现说，其实发怒也没有什么必要。其实也没有什么好结果。
Sometimes when we get angry, we will realize later on that there's really no reason or no result that come out of this anger.
我们再看回来第二章第九节，提摩太后，提摩太前书。
Let's turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9.
第九节说，要愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编法、黄金、珍珠、贵价的衣裳为装饰。
In like manner also that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing.
这一节讲两件事情。
There are two things that are mentioned in this verse.
那第一个就是我们要能够一起在追求这个属灵的品德跟属灵的智慧。
The first is that we must pursue spiritual characteristics and wisdom.
那第二件事情就是后面那里说不以编法而反正要以反而要以什么为装饰，就是我们要知道我们有一个正确的价值观念，什么叫做有价值，应该是放心思意念在那里面的。
The second is that we should not adorn ourselves in a certain way, but rather with something of value.
这里说第一件事情说愿女人廉耻自守。
It says here, that women must, be in moderation and propriety.
这个所谓的自守其实就是指着心智很清楚，就是说知道说什么事情是该做，什么事情不该做了。
So this is about being in discretion, which is knowing what to do and what not to do.
那这个我们中文翻圣经说廉耻，就是有一个知耻的心，就是知道什么是羞耻的，什么事情是做了哈会自己让自己不好意思，就不要去做了。
And also we know what would be shameful, so we would avoid doing it.
那所以呢，今天我们如果有属灵的智慧，我们就可以判断。
Today, if we have spiritual wisdom, we would have this discernment.
我们，你看一个人如果他有智慧哈，他就不会浪费时间。
When a person is wise, he would not waste any time.
他知道说该把这个时间花在什么地方去追求，之后才会让自己有影响力。
He would know where to invest his time to pursue growth, so that he would, benefit from it.
在以前的世代 女人通常比较没有机会受教育的啦。
In the past, women did not have as much opportunities to pursue education.
以前的世代，你看女人通常都是比较，大部分人都是没有不认识字的。
In previous generations, a lot of women did not know the letters.
今天在这个社会，我们已经很自然的，每一个男女都平等，都同样的机会受教育，参与社会的各项活动。
But in our society today, where men and women enjoy equality, this is already something unusual.
但是如果看美国的历史，这个是妇女一直到一九二几年的时候才有这个机会，有人才讲到说，女人应该要投票啊，才有那个声音出来。
Even in the United States, it wasn't until the 1920s that some voiced that women should have the right to vote as well.
真正女人可以投票，那个是到后来的事情了。
But when it was really time that women could vote, it was already some years later.
就看到说，当时候其实妇女本身她因为比较少接触这个知识本身，所以比较容易被迷惑。
So, we know that women at the time did not have the opportunity to come in touch with a lot of politics, so they would be more easily deceived.
所以我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's refer to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章的第六节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 6.
这里说，那偷进人家里牢笼无知妇女的，正是这样的人。这些妇女担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱。
For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts.
第七节说，常常学习，终究不能明白真道。
7. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
这里说有些假师傅专门去引诱那些无知的妇女。
It says that there are some false teachers who would deceive the gullible women.
但是他们这些又是常常学习，但终究不明白。
But there are also the ones who are always learning, but never able to come to the understanding of the truth.
那所以表示说，我们今天要学习，真的要需要神的灵帮助，让我们有属灵的智慧。
What this means is that for us to truly learn, we must, rely on God.To have this spiritual wisdom.
我们在学习神的道理需要有神的灵帮助。
We need to have the Holy Spirit of God to help us in understanding His word.
这是为什么我们听到的时候要祷告。
This is the reason why when we listen to the word, we must also pray.
我们来听道理之后，如果没有祷告，有时候我们听的道理听不进去。
When we listen to sermon and not pray, we sometimes cannot absorb what is said.
因为会像这里所说，常常学习，但是终究不明白。不明白表示说这个道理没有在我们心里面生根建造。
Just like what it says here, always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge. So this means that the knowledge cannot take root.
这个知识就停留在这个理智的层面而已。
This knowledge is also at a superficial level.
并没有真正在我们的生活当中落实，我们没有那个力量去把它行出来。
It cannot actually be spiritualized into our lives.
所以你看，我们今天需要有属灵的追求，求神的灵帮助我们，让我们学习之后可以明白，然后可以实行。
Today we need to have the spiritual growth, for us to really learn and be able to act out what we learn.
今天妇女来说，她特别在提摩太前书，她说妇女要追求这个廉耻自守。
In 1 Timothy, it's especially mentioned that women need to learn propriety and moderation.
然后之后她才会了解说什么叫做有价值，才会用心去追求，才不会追求错方向。
Then they will know what to pursue after that, which are things of value.
我们现在看彼得前书第三章。
Let's refer to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
三章一节说，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听到，也可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。
Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husband, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives.
第二节说，这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品性和敬畏的心。
Two, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear.
那所以，真正能够感化人的是贞洁的品性跟一个敬畏神的心。
So what can change a person is a good conduct.And also a heart of fear.
所以我们要提升我们的生命 的这个品质啊，让我们的生命能够一直往上提升。我们一定要追求属灵的智慧品格。
Therefore, for us to elevate the pursuit of our life, we must pursue spiritual character.
你看，一个人如果他有一个贞洁的品性跟敬畏的心呢，其实这个就是圣经说的，像盐像光一样，能够吸引这些。在黑暗当中来就近耶稣基督了。
If a person is able to have good conduct and godly fear, then he or she would be like the salt or the light of this world to draw others.
那要进一步的去追求有价值的。
The next thing is to actually go further to pursue something of value.
你看第三节一样，第三章第三节说，你们不要以外面的辫头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。
Chapter 3, verse 3, continue to say.Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel.
第四节说，只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。
Four, rather let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God.
彼得前书这里的信息跟提摩太前书二章那里是一致的。
The message in 1 Peter and 1 Timothy are on the same level.
他是告诉我们说，今天我们所要追求的，真的是，他说，不是外面的这些看得见的这些编头发、戴珠宝这些装饰的。
It is telling us that what matters not is not our outward adornment of gold and jewelry.
是每一个人，他说在心里面，他那个内心的那个生命的。表现就是我们每一个人生命的内涵。
Rather, it is the very life in a heart which exhibited itself.
所以圣经说，那个美容是虚浮的，艳丽是虚假的。
The Bible says that beauty is fake.
如果我们今天可以真的培养一个真的正确的价值观念，那我们就会把我们的时间、精神、精力呢，放在那个有意义的、有价值的方向上。
If we know something of value, we would spend our time and energy pursuing those things.
所以你看，我们弟兄姐妹，其实现在有的弟兄男人也很追求这个外表的美丽啊。
We also see that some men pursue after outward appearance today.
这个社会已经越来越奇怪了。
The society is becoming more and more strange.
现在有的时候变成男不男女不女。
Some would even not be able to distinguish whether they are a male or female.
所以古时候那些性别的界限以及 男性女性的追求的部分，现在已经好像有点模糊，好像都互通了。
And it seems that this line, this threshold between men and women are getting more and more blurred.
因此我们今天不管弟兄我们姐妹，我们都要一起来追求这个属灵的品德，然后一起来设立这个正确的价值观念，让我们的生命能够成长。
But as brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to set up this correct understanding of what we're pursuing that is of value.
我们现在再看回来提摩太前书第二章。
Let's turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节说，只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。
But which is proper for women professing godliness with good works?
这里他提到说，要有善行，就是表示有行为，然后才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。就是他自己内心里面觉得他是敬畏神的，那他在外表上他就有这个善行去配合，这个叫做里外一致。
So here you can see that there are the professing of godliness inside the heart, accompanied by good works on the outside.
今天我们每一个人，我们在内心里面都会说，我们是敬畏神的人。
Today we say in our heart that we're one who fears God.
我们是信仰有根基的人。
We are one who are rooted in the faith.
那这样子，我们就要把它做出来。
Then we need to act out.
所以我们如果真的有在生活当中实行道理呢，那我们就是里外一致，我们就是这个信仰扎根在我们的心里的。
If we are able to live according to the faith in our heart, then we have really taken root in the faith.
雅各书第二章说，信心如果没有行为是死的。
James chapter 2 says that faith without a deed is dead.
一个人只有有这个美好的品性，才有办法在最后的日子蒙神的赏识。
When a person has good works, then he or she would be able to receive eternal reward.
我们也才有办法把这个荣耀归给神。
That the person would be able to account glory to God.
我们今天如果自称我们是信主的，我们是跟从耶稣的人。
If we claim that we're one who follows Christ and believes in Him,
我们是星期六安息日的时候会到教会来聚会敬拜神的人。
If we are one who comes to the church on the Sabbath day,
那我们更需要时常去检查我们自己的行为，是不是真的我们所做的、我们所说的跟我们所信的一致。
Then all the more we need to examine what we do, what we say, are really in accordance to what we believe.
有时候我们是自称，像是圣经这里说哈，他们是自称是敬畏神的人哈。
Sometimes we might be like those who profess that they are ones who fear God in the Bible.
有时候人每个人的标准不一样啊。
Sometimes the standard can be different between one person to another.
但是神的标准是一致的。
But the standard from God is the same.
神知道我们是不是敬畏神的人。
God knows whether we are one who fears Him or not.
但是所以我们有时候要用神的标准来检查我们自己，不要用人的标准来自我安慰。
We need to use the standard of God to judge ourselves and not the standard of man to deceive ourselves.
我们现在看启示录第三章。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 3.
圣经最后一卷启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第三章我们现在请看第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，暗明你是活的，其实是死的。
And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things says he who has the seven spirit of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead.
这里特别在讲神的七灵跟神的七星，那就是其实讲主耶稣基督了。
Here it mentioned the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, which refer to Christ.
主耶稣他说，我知道你的行为，暗明是活的，其实是死的。
Jesus said, I know your works, that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
这个是很严重的一件事的。
This is very serious.
第二节说，
Verse 2 further says,
你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因为我见你的行为，在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God.
所以你看今天有时候我们对自己的标准都把它降很低了。
Sometimes when we look at ourselves today, we see that we lower our standard.
我们都会觉得说啊，我敬畏神的心，神都知道啊。
We feel that God knows a heart of fearing Him.
没有错，神知道，但是神所看的可能更严厉。
It's true that God knows, but it is possible what He sees is even more strict.
因为在这里，他说我知道你的行为，按明是活的，其实是表示说你这个知跟行没有一致。
He said, "I know your works." That you have a name, that you're alive, but you are dead. What this means is that we're not consistent between our heart and our deed.
我们要常常反省自己。
We need to often examine ourselves.
我们一定在神面前追求完全。
We need to pursue perfection before God.
那这样子，我们所知道的跟神所知道的才一致。
Then what we know and what God knows are consistent.
因为最重要的是神所知道，不是我们自己认为怎么样。
What is most important is what God knows, is not what we deem so.
那神是看我们。我们是不是真的把这个道理行出来，而不是我们知道多少
？God sees how much we do according to His word, and not what we decide.
所以我们要追求生命的成长，很重要的一件事情，就是要让我们所知道的跟我们所做出来的能够合一。
So one thing that's very important about growth of life is that what we know and what we do are consistent.
那这要能够把生命的道理做出来，这个要靠神，靠圣灵帮助。
To really do so, we need to rely on the help of the Holy Spirit.
那没有祷告，这是做不到的。
Without prayer, it is impossible to do this.
所以要让我们的知里面外表一致，这个一定要常常下功夫灵修，而不是常常去看电视、看电脑去shopping会达到的。
So in order to really have this consistency between what is in and outside of us, we need to spend some time and effort, and it's not accomplished. By watching TV or reading from the internet or shopping.
我们一定要知道说神的道理，属灵的事情要用靠神来达到。
We know that the things of the spiritual matter must rely, or must depend on the help of God.
我们再来看回来提摩太前书第二章。
Let's turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节说。你人要纯净学道，一味的顺服。
Verse 11, let a woman learn in silence with all submission.
十二节说，我不许女人讲道，不许她辖管男人，只要纯净。
Verse 12 reads, and I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence.
因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。
For Adam was first formed, then Eve.
而且是女人被引诱，陷在罪里，不是亚当被引诱。
And Adam was not deceived, but the women being deceived fell into transgression.
这一段圣经它告诉我们，我们要常常明白我们自己的身份。
This passage is telling us that we need to understand our status.
要时常自我反省。
We need to examine ourselves often.
这里当时候，这里在说明当时候有一个现象。
It says that there is a condition at the time.
当时候有些姐妹在教会里面呢，她就是想要去辖管。男人，包括教会里面的大大小小的事情呢。
That some women in the church at the time wanted to have authority over men over all matters.
所以当时候就是有些女性啊，她那个气焰很高，就是在教会里面就好像当监督一样哦，指挥这个指挥那个这样。
So some women had high status and they were able to control things here and there in the church.
那其实。第十二节说我不许女人讲道，应该是重点是在于他不许女人教训男人。
And it says, I do not permit a woman to teach in verse 12. The main point here is that he does not want a woman to lecture a man.
因为女人讲道去传讲神的信息是可以的。
For a woman to preach the message of God, it is something permissible.
我们现在看哥林多前书第十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章的第五节。
Chapter 11, verse 5.
十一章五节说：“凡女人祷告或讲道，若不蒙着头，就是羞辱自己的头，因为这就如同剃了头发一样。”
Verse 5. But every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head, for that is one and the same as if her head were shaved.
这在说明说，这个女人讲道，其实在预言，在传讲。这个神奥道理的奥秘本身，要用一种谦卑顺服的态度来传讲。
What is saying that for a woman to pray or to prophesy, which is to say the word of God, she needs to have a heart of humility in doing so.
不可以用一种态度是要辖管人啊，像好像像在教会当中要执行他的权柄啊，来管辖别人那种态度。
She cannot do so with the attitude that she wants to control other people or to have this ability to be the lead in the church.
那说明我们每个人我们要明白我们自己的身份。
This is why we all need to understand our role.
用合宜的态度来参与教会的圣工。
To use what is appropriate perspective or attitude to participate in the holy work.
我们要明白神所给我们每一个人的恩赐在哪里。
And we need to understand our gifts that God has given to each of us.
我们按照神所给的恩赐彼此服侍，让这个身体得到建立，让整个教会成长起来。
According to the gift that was given, we need to build up the body of Christ together.
那我们要明白我们自己的身份，要常常反省。
To know our role, we must examine often.
就像保罗，他常常在想，他说以前是个罪魁，他以前是逼迫教会的，逼迫耶稣的人。
Paul often thought about how he was the chief of sinners and how he persecuted the church.
那所以你看保罗他 有这种一直在反省人的功夫、哦、他就 在他的教会的工作当中他就一直是 很谦卑，他本身的那种态度是非常的非常的让人可以说他这个是真的用心在服侍神，而不是想要去管辖别人的。
Because of his regular self-examination, you can see how Paul was able to be humble in his work and that he was notTrying to control other people.
教会是神的灵在带领的。
The church is led by the Spirit of God.
那圣灵是顺服的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of submission.
神他不是要 让这个教会混乱。
God does not want the church to be in chaos.
你看是每一个人他有不同的恩赐、啊。
You can see that everyone has a different gift.
今天如果每一个人他都知道他自己的身份，用一个很合宜的态度来彼此服侍的时候，这个每一个人都在彼此的服侍当中得造就。
If everyone are using their gift and also harboring an appropriate attitude, you can see the church would be edified.
所以教会里面的每一件事情都规规矩矩的按着顺序。
Everything in the church would be done in order.
大家来到教会里面都觉得很喜乐。
And when everyone comes to the church, they would all feel very joyful.
那一起我们的生命就跟着提升了。
Then together our lives can be raised up.
哦、所以这个提摩太前书二章的 这几节一直在强调这个女人跟男人、这个、这种关系、啊、
These verses in 1 Timothy kept emphasizing the relationship of men and women.
他说 女人是后造的，男人是先造的。
It's saying that women was created after men.
啊，女人是先被蛇引诱去犯罪。
And it was the women who was first deceived.、
啊、所以他一直在强调，要一直要提醒这些姐妹们，她说一定要去想想自己的身份。
It's reminding the sister to think about their role.
那其实我们每一个人都要了解我们在神面前的身份是什么。
But actually, every one of us needs to understand our role before God.
我们今天都是一起做肢体的，我们都是同做主耶稣基督的仆人的。
We are all part of the body, and we are all servants of Christ.
我们如果能够常常的、啊、这样提醒自己，然后彼此服侍，这个教会充满爱。
If we can remind ourselves this way constantly and serve one another, then this church would be filled with love.
提摩太前书二章十五节提到最后一点。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 mentions one last point.
这里说你人要常常存着信心、爱心，又圣洁至守，就在生产上得救。
It says here, nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control.
这里表示说我们要常常存着得救的盼望，我们凡事。都有依靠，我们有一定有一个出路，不要害怕。
What it says here is that we have a hope, we have a dependence, and we need not to be afraid.
你看，女人如果要生产哦，这个孩子一定要生下来，你跑不掉的。
You can see here that when a woman is with child, she needs to bear the child without any choice.
但是以前这个生产是一个很大的征战，很多时候可能母亲就这样子没命了。
In the past, it is not uncommon for mothers to lose their life during the time of childbirth.
但是他这里说，只要能够常常存爱心、信心又圣洁至守，他说在这个很困难的关头，一定可以得救。
But it says here that if she continue in faith, love, holiness, and self-control, then she would be safe.
表示说神是我们的力量的来源，神会帮助我们渡过难关。
What this means is that God is our source of strength, and He will help us.Overcome our obstacles and calamities.
我们弟兄其实没有这个生产的痛苦。
brothers don't have to go through this pain of childbearing.
夫妻本是一体。
But husband and wife are of one body.
所以通常有时候做弟兄的反而很看到那个血就快昏倒了。
Sometimes the brothers would be about to faint because he sees the blood.
所以其实做丈夫的看到妻子 在生产的时候也是很紧张，会很害怕的。
And the brothers would be very nervous seeing the wife giving birth.
那怎么办？要靠着神在信仰上看到得救的盼望。我们靠着神一定能够得到安全。
What can we do? And what we need to do is to rely on God to see what can come out of this.
只要神帮助我们，我们就不用害怕了。
As long as we have the help from God, we need not to be afraid.
所以我们从这一段里面看到我们生命的要成长有这几项重点。
From this passage, we can see that there are several important points in the growth of life.
那我们每一个人一起来管理我们的情绪。
Let us all try to control our temper.
然后常常能够追求圣洁，用祷告来控制我们的脾气。
And to pursue holiness often,And to control our temper with prayers.
让我们祈求神赐给我们属灵的品德跟智慧。
And to pursue and ask from God the spiritual character and wisdom.
让我们可以建立正确的价值观念，让我们的生命用在有意义的事情上。
And to establish a good value where we would build our effort on the meaningful things of life.
让我们每一个人都能够追求里外合一，让我们的信仰跟我们的所听到的道理能够合在一起。
And that we are able to pursue this consensus between what is in our heart and what we act out of this heart.
我们能够明白我们自己的身份。
And we can also understand our role.
按着神所给我们的恩赐彼此相对待。
To treat one another according to what gifts God has given us.
那我们常常存着得救的盼望，我们知道神会帮助我们度过所有的一切困难。
And to have the hope of salvation always, knowing that God will help us to overcome all difficulties before us.
神拯救我们，要拯救我们到底。
God will save us until the very end.
他要看到我们的生命能够逐渐的成熟完全，像他一样。
He would see that our life would grow into perfection just like his.
求主耶稣带领帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
那我们一起来追求生命的成长。那我们每一个人都能够在神面前蒙喜悦。
So that we would all pursue this growth of life together and to be pleasing in his eyes.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.